Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Department of Agriculture CIO David Combs. Also joining us in our conversation is Mike Wasson. Dave, we understand that your office has implemented a set of quality guidelines for information. Could you share a bit about the guidelines with our listeners, and what was the process that we used to develop and implement them?
Sure. The quality guidelines apply to all types of information disseminated by USDA agencies and offices. Now, I won't read them to you, but the basic premise is that USDA will strive to ensure the maximum quality, objectivity, utility, and integrity of the information that its agencies and offices disseminate to the public. Well, what do I mean by objectivity? USDA offices and agencies will strive to ensure that the information they disseminate is substantively accurate, reliable, and unbiased, and presented in an accurate, clear, complete, and unbiased manner, and to the extent possible, consistent with confidentiality protections. USDA agencies and offices will identify the source of the information so that the public can assess for themselves whether the information is objective. And what do I mean by utility? USDA offices and agencies will assess the usefulness of the information they disseminate to its intended users, including the public. When transparency of information is relevant for assessing the information's usefulness from the public's perspective, USDA agencies and offices will ensure that transparency is addressed in their review of the information prior to its dissemination. USDA agencies and offices will ensure that disseminated information is accessible to all persons pursuant to the requirements of Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act. And what do I mean by integrity? USDA agencies and offices will protect information they maintain from unauthorized access or revision to ensure that disseminated information is not compromised through corruption or falsification. USDA agencies and offices will ensure their information resources by implementing the programs and policies required by the Government Information Securities Reform Act. And USDA agencies and offices will maintain the integrity of confidential information and comply with the statutory requirements to protect the information it gathers and disseminates. And these include the Privacy Act of 1974 as amended, the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1995, the Computer Security Act of 1987, the Freedom of Information Act, and OMB Circulars A-123, A-127, and A-130.
Dave, we understand that your office has a role in records management for the department. Are all your records stored electronically? And how does your office manage risk and redundancy in storing these records?
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, my office leads this effort at the department. And no, not all records are electronic. But the amount of information we generate has increased exponentially over the past few years. The expectation is that over the coming few years, we'll generate even more information, and much of this will be electronic. We manage the risk and redundancy in storing these records in various ways. We do it through continuity of operations planning, periodic exercises for the deployment of operations. We do it through vital records exercises where records are positioned at primary and an alternate at site, and through ongoing training of our records officers and project managers. USDA is in the process of evaluating an electronics records management application, and after evaluating this application, we will be conducting a proof of concept pilot. By approaching electronic records management from a department perspective, USDA will benefit from reduced development and maintenance costs, as well as from the standardization of processes that will support e-records management. USDA understands the need to manage a project of this magnitude at the department level to ensure conformity of standards across all USDA agencies to manage risk and redundancy.
Dave, how is the enterprise architecture that is already in place at USDA impacting operations, and where are you in the process of implementing the target architecture?
USDA's IT transformation framework has better enabled USDA to manage its IT investment portfolio and select the best combination of IT systems to effectively and efficiently support USDA's mission. Using the department's blueprint for the vision provided by the USDA Enterprise Architecture, USDA has conducted an extensive review of IT investments during the fiscal year 2005 budget process. All USDA investments, major and non-major, were evaluated to determine whether they aligned with the enterprise architecture and provided a necessary and efficient service. The process particularly focused on consolidation, with systems providing similar functionality identified using the tools and structure provided by the USDA and the federal enterprise architecture. This careful review allowed USDA to eliminate nearly 150 of its 500 IT investments through consolidation and realignment, saving over $160 million annually. USDA's IT transformation activities have resulted in additional IT portfolio improvements as well. This was accomplished by having the department focus on developing enterprise-wide systems and services to serve business needs and replace the duplicative agency-specific approaches previously used. This activity has increased from 24 major investments to 66 over 5 years, nearly a 200% increase. But at the same time, the number of small and generally agency-specific investments has declined significantly from 605 down to 330.
What is the directive systems and, you know, how did this system evolve and what can you share with us about the results that this office has seen in making directives centrally available and electronic?
The USDA directives system is basically an online repository of all USDA departmental regulations and notices, manuals, and secretarial memoranda. The old process was paper intensive, and a great deal of time and effort was put into copying and storing those paper forms. Well, that process was transformed basically into a print-on-demand function online, and our customers now have access to the information they need without having to go through any other organization. Pretty simple.
David, earlier you mentioned the programs you have to support the development of project management skills among your technical staff. I think you mentioned you had somewhere in the order of about 500 folks going through these programs. How have your efforts improved technical outcomes?
The USDA IT Investment Project Management Training Program provides participants with the tools and techniques needed to manage IT projects effectively, with an emphasis on the issues encountered in managing within the capital planning and investment control process and other federal guidance. This training program was initiated in response to the results of a survey of USDA IT executives, which indicated the need for more training in project management. And the Federal CIO Council, as well as industry leaders, considers project management to be a critical competency for IT managers. As I mentioned before, USDA has graduated over 500 students from this five-week course, and over 200 now have their project management professional certification. And our multi-million dollar IT development projects demand professional, experienced, and effective project managers.
What does the future hold for the Department of Agriculture? We will ask Chief Information Officer David Combs to discuss this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.